and Greenwich Planning and Zoning Commission met last night via Zoom. Director of P&Z, Katie DeLuca, joins me now. And good morning, Katie. Hope you're well on this beautiful Wednesday morning. How are you doing?
Yes, good morning. Thank you. You too.
All right. What are some of the highlights of last night's meeting?
Well, we started with our pre-application for new regulations for assisted living. There's a associated development that goes with this on Old Track Road. The commission they've heard this before, this regulation. They're still a little bit concerned about the incentive program that they are proposing in this regulation. It would be applicable only to the GB, the general business, and the GBO, general business office zones, which is effectively the Post Road and a few other areas. And they're concerned about the floor area that would be permitted. It would be a 0.75, which is a little bit higher than we normally allow, but then up to a 0.9, which is the absolute limit that the commission goes to, unless it's the hospital property, which is a little bit higher than that. And there's a discomfort with density that large. This is a high-end type of assisted living that would be proposed, so the commission is asking, if it's high-end, why can't the clients pay extra in order to get the density down, so to speak? So anyway, that'll be continuing on, and we'll see them in the future, I'm sure. But generally speaking, the development itself is very well received. I mean, it's clearly going to be a beautiful establishment if it gets constructed.
Okay.
But how it gets there, we shall see.
Okay.
Then the Greenwich Audubon Center, they had a request for an outdoor tent. Effectively COVID-related, just no increases in their events and whatnot. That was approved. Then we moved into the public hearing. You're not going to believe this, Tony, but after over a year, 6-110 use regulations for dwelling units in the business zones. This is the moderate income and affordable housing inclusionary zoning regulations that you've heard me talk about for some time now is finally approved. So, yay. That's great news for the community and for the commission. The commission, through the chairman, gave a statement of thanks to all of the help that we received from the public and from the development community. It was just a terrific collaboration. So hopefully we'll get some nice developments coming through with that and some much-needed affordable housing. So that's a big, big win for the town. Also, 97 East Elm and 99 East Elm, that's developments that you've heard me talk about quite a bit here also. They were finally approved. We got through all of that nitpicking on the declaration for the driveway issues, so you've been following me talk about it, but that was approved. Then we had a development of 53 Forest Avenue. That is where the old Greenwich Gables residential units are and also the office building. They want to create a separate driveway for the office building. It's a little bit of a complicated zoning scheme out there. It was closed but not decided. It got to be a bit of a late evening last night, so the commission said, let's hold off and we'll decide it at a future meeting. Then we moved to the main event for the evening, which was the Greenwich Hospital Smilow Cancer Center. This is a three-part application starting with the zoning text amendment. The property in question is right on that campus, effectively, across from the hospital proper and from Benheim, right on that traffic circle. It's zoned for residential multifamily, but it's actually used in a non-conforming fashion with some office buildings which have been vacant and a few residential units. So the question is that the right thing to do for the town to take multifamily zoned land and create another hospital zone, number one? Number two, is it appropriate in their text amendment to allow for changes, small changes, albeit in coverage and in the lot coverage and building coverage? So that's the second application that's before the commission. And then, of course, the third one is for final site plan and special permit to construct a new cancer center. It would be about 55,000 square feet, three stories, obviously full-scale parking and planting and all of that. So generally, I think the commission is obviously very intrigued and interested, but concerned about the plan of conservation and development, speaking a lot about the need for affordable housing and increasing our housing stock of a particular type, which this zone allows. and changing that to a hospital use, which is also in the POCD, about really wanting to support the hospital. They did spend a lot of time last night, about an hour actually, explaining the need for Greenwich residents for this cancer center and how it would be beneficial to the hospital itself, and how a hospital only for a population of 60,000 is just out of the question nowadays. That would not survive. So how does a hospital stay viable? As you know, Greenwich Hospital is partnered with the Yale New Haven system. So that was part one. This is another area where they think they'd be able to provide greater service to the Greenwich community and beyond. There's concerns about traffic and parking. The look of the building has been to the Architecture Review Committee a couple of times, but they'll need to come back through. The idea behind this is that the high-end doctors from Yale would be able to come down to Greenwich and meet people in Greenwich. As you know, I have a personal connection to this with my husband who passed away in 2019, and I know firsthand how important it is to be able to get somewhere quickly and easily. So that is something that they noted would be of benefit to the community at large. Again, you know, they're unfortunately, I think, because it did go so late into the evening, we didn't get to hear from the number of people that we wanted to hear from, but they have sent in letters. They were, as you would expect, about the size of the building and the traffic, the same basic concerns that the commission had also. So I think it's going to be a journey on this one. And we look forward to hearing them again in the future. They've done a terrific presentation, and they're very organized. So that's, you know, obviously very helpful in helping the community and the commission navigate through this. So we look forward to seeing them in the future.
All right. Katie, Greenwich Woods, was that on the agenda last night, 11:65?
No, they've actually postponed, withdrawn. So we won't be hearing that again. I think they've decided to, I suppose, just wait and come back with another plan. Interestingly, the pre-application that I spoke about for assisted living would have an impact on this application at Greenwich Woods. So potentially they're waiting to see what happens there, just in that they would be able to use that section, even though it doesn't apply to their zone. They are looking to be that use. So that'll be actually kind of interesting and something the commission needs to consider about what the impact that would be in other areas for existing facilities. So, but I don't know if that's the reason that they withdrew, but they just stated withdrawn.
Okay. What's on the agenda for the next meeting?
The next meeting is on May 25th. And on that meeting, we have 475 Steamboat Road, which is the Berkeley building. They're converting a penthouse storage to a conference room and some other interior changes, but I know that's been of interest to people in the past. There's a new school proposed at 200 Pemberwick Road called the Cedar School. It will be a small-scale operation compared to some of the other facilities we have in town. But I know that site in particular is of interest to people in the Pemberwick area. And then also of interest in the Pemberwick area is the 581, 585 Greenwich Office Park, so to speak, 600 West Putnam Avenue development. That is, of course, for the construction of the four-story residential building. We've heard that a few times, so they will be back before us on that meeting also.
All right. Well,
One I know is of interest, and this might not stay on, but it is 240 Greenwich Avenue. I know that's something that people have been very active in reviewing in the past. That's the Bank of America building. They're looking in the parking lot in the back there to do a multifamily residential building. This is just a pre-application on that, so we'll be interested to see how that goes.
All right, Katie, good job as always. Thanks very much for your time. Appreciate it. Have a great week.
Thank you. You too.
Okay.
Bye.
That's Director of Planning and Zoning for the Town of Greenwich.